Today on the Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
Well, south of the border is where everybody's looking right now. An election to determine control of Congress south of the border, of course. Well, it started last night. They're still counting, though. And it's too close to call in many jurisdictions. A result that goes against what a lot of the polls have been predicting, that it was going to be a Republican sweep. But it could spark concern for a looming announcement from, well, the country's former president. Global's Reggie Cicchini has the details.
For weeks, Republicans had been predicted to take a majority in the U.S. House, and while it's still possible, the margins have thinned out after stronger-than-expected performances by Democrats. At the Senate level, at least one state has flipped blue after populist candidate John Fetterman defeated Dr. Mehmet Oz. Oz now joining a list of candidates backed by Donald Trump, who lost in their races, a move that could influence his looming decision to run, or the party's decision to back him, which could become a reality following a strong performance by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, widely expected to enter the 2024 race with a hefty fundraising list and solid base. The stakes in these midterms for Americans were high, from the economy to individuals' rights, but it will be days or possibly weeks before final results are crystal clear. Reggie Cicchini, Global News, Washington.
So what does this mean in the short term and in the long term for foreign policy, for domestic policy, for instance, and a number of other elements to this? To answer these questions, please to welcome back to the program Elliot Tepper, Emeritus Professor of Political Science at Carleton University. Elliot, thanks for the time on a very busy day today. I was going to say post-election, but they're still counting, so it's not over yet, is it?
Definitely not. Good morning, Bill. Well, you know, for a political scientist, this is catnip. So the election is by no means over. It clearly is taking a different direction than anybody had anticipated. The whole question going in was, is this going to be a Republican ripple or a wave, or, as they were hoping, the Republicans, a tsunami? It looked very promising for the Republicans, with high inflation, with President Biden's ratings underwater, with the economy really being number one concern, apparently. So it looked like Joe Biden's presidency basically was going to be over today, because the Republicans were going to have such an overwhelming sweep. It was not a tsunami. It was not a wave. It's definitely a ripple. Republicans are going to do very well in terms of, yes, they'll take the House, and we should talk more about that, whether they can even hold this, their current 50-50 at the Senate remains in doubt, or at least an open question.
Well, let's talk about the House of Representatives and some of the changes there. And then I want to get into the Donald Trump influence or lack of influence in situations like this. For those who may not be totally familiar with the U.S. political situation, midterms, of course, are really halfway through the four-year term of the president. And the Congress is up for re-election, and some of the senators in any given time. And invariably, I don't care who's in the White House, Republican or Democrat, the midterms is usually the people's opportunity to smack that administration and you know, say we're not pleased. They didn't get a smack last night. They got a little tap on the wrist, really.
Yes, 100% of the House of Representatives, 435, are up for election, one-third of the Senate. That's how the U.S. Constitution works. The expectation was, as happened under President Obama, that there would be a shellacking for Joe Biden. Obama lost, I think, was 62 seats to the Republicans in his midterm. The normal reflection here is that the party that loses the presidential election is all fired up at the midterm, whereas the winner of the presidential election is relaxed, and therefore the party in power loses a lot of seats, some to a lot, at the midterm. And that was fully the expectation, particularly with inflation having wiped out what looked to be a bump for the Democrats midsummer after Roe v. Wade came down. It looked like the Democrats were going to do better than anticipated, but not, you know, it was billed as abortion versus inflation as the ballot question. That bump seemed to dissipate as inflation continued. And yes, the Republicans were anticipating a really big night, and they did not get it.
Let's talk about the Trump influence here. Donald Trump has been campaigning, well, some would suggest for himself, but trying to endorse people like Dr. Oz and a number of other candidates, all of whom did very poorly for the most part. He wanted this, I think, Elliot, to be a big Republican win, that tsunami that you were talking about, and ride that wave to say, see, I did all this for the Republican Party, and now I'm running for president again. It didn't work out the way he wanted. Is that going to influence his choice? He says that there's a big announcement next week.
On the 15th. Yes, the a lot of the candidates that he backed and he basically imposed on the Republican Party lost. A number have won. We have a segue to sideways that about 370 candidates for the Republican Party at all levels, state and local and federal, national, were deniers, and about half of those did get elected. So there's a lot of, about a third of the Republican caucus about to enter, it isn't finally settled in the total numbers, but about a third of the Republican caucus going into the House are election deniers. But in key states, over and over again, those people who were going to be managing the future elections because they were backed by Trump, they got defeated. We still are watching very carefully in places like Arizona. How does that affect Trump? He was indeed looking forward to a big springboard. He hinted broadly, now he's going to announce what he's been hinting at. Let's wait. All of his advisors said, wait until after the midterms. And so the midterms are over next week. Yes, I'm running for president. Will this affect that decision? The thumping win in Florida for DeSantis, DeSanctimonious, as Trump is now calling him, that too is a big factor. The fact that somebody like DeSantis might actually challenge successfully Trump in a primary, or at least might enter a primary and do well, that's a sobering thought. So basically, Trump didn't do well on election night. Trumpism did very well on election night on the Republican side in terms of DeSantis. Will that dissuade him from running? I can't answer that question, but I tell you, Bill, he's got two good reasons to enter the race officially now. The first is he would like to foreclose DeSantis or anybody else from actually declaring against him, saying, don't even bother to declare your candidacy. I'm going to win the nomination for the Republican Party. There's nothing you can do about it. Get lost. That may be drawn into question now by DeSantis' victory and Trump's relative loss. But the second thing is, if he's the official candidate, it might make it a little more, there might be hesitancy to prosecute the former president who's now running once again for the many, in the many criminal and civil cases now pending. I can't predict which way that'll wash out for him. He has an absolute command over a large swath of the Republican Party, but he did not do well in this election.
Elliot, we'll have to leave it there for now as the dust starts to settle here. With much more conversation about this we get some of the final results. Thanks so much for this today, Elliot.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Elliot Tepper, Emeritus Professor of Political Science at Carleton University. And lots more to come about the impact of this U.S. election in the next couple of days and weeks, I guess, for that matter.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.